why the European Union should not subscribe the TTIP?
The trade agreement is not a trade agreement that is designed to reduce tariffs significantly. That's not the main point, because tariffs are already very low. So the question is, what are the impediments to trade? Impediments to trade are things like regulations. But the regulations are there for a good reason: to protect the environment, to protect health, to protect consumers, to protect workers. Corporations on both sides of the Atlantic can get together and say, yes, it would be a good thing if we got rid of the regulations. Our profits would be higher. That might be the case. But the cost to health, to the environment, to citizens' safety are enormous. So this is an attempt at an end round what we call an end run for democratic processes. Rather than having a debate about each of these protections to our health, to our environment, they're trying to get it through a non-democratic process, through a trade agreement. Take the investment agreement that's part of the trade agreement. Europe has strong protections of property rights. It doesn't need to strengthen those protections through a trade agreement. If there's a deficiency, let our democratic processes do something about it. This is not what that's about. It's about undermining the protections that people in Europe and the United States have worked for decades to create, to increase inequality in our society, to give more profits to a few multinational companies at the expense of ordinary citizens.